It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Ladies and gentlemen, GoPSURV.com is giving you the best deal of the holiday season, actually the best deal ever, and it's going on right now. Purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com, and they will double its value. It's like getting your next RV rental 50% off. Call today for more details, 1-800-519-8467. This offer ends December 31st. Remember, GoPSURV.com. All right, Ross, are we ready? 2019 recruiting class. We're going to talk about some of the players, some of the guys. Let me give you some. Can I give you some numbers first? Because I'm a numbers guy.
Yes, you
are. We did not know
Andy,
that, Andy.
And I know you want to, and I'm happy for you to do it. I'm happy for you.
16 players in this class right now. Top 15 overall nationally. 1 5-star. 14 4-star guys. 1 3-star. I have a position breakdown for you. You want that as well?
Just go ahead, Andy. I'm not all getting paid per word. I don't care.
2 quarterbacks, 1 running back, 1 wide receiver, 1 tight end, 3 offensive linemen. That's 8 guys on defense. 1 defensive lineman, 2 linebackers, and 5 defensive backs. That's 7 guys on defense.
See, I see what you did there. You went 8-7 like that?
I did go 8-7, but I broke it down by position.
You forgot at the end this time of year, and a partridge in a pear tree.
I'm sorry.
And a partridge in a pear tree. So what do you want from me? What do you need?
No, I want you to tell – first of all, I want you to tell me their position, where you think they need – where they have their needs. They have one – they have 2 quarterbacks. We know that's the calling card of this class, and we're going to talk about the 2 quarterbacks.
It's weird to only have 16 guys and 2 of them are quarterbacks.
2 of them are quarterbacks, and both of them are pretty darn good quarterbacks as well. They have 1 running back. He's a stud. They have 1 wide receiver. Is there a position of need that you see that they need to address in the next 2 signing periods?
So a couple things. Number one, that would be really interesting at that level, the relationship between Michael Johnson Jr. and Taquan Roberson.
The 2 quarterbacks.
Is it Roberson, Roberson? I think it's Roberson, Roberson. Right?
Yeah.
I just think that's interesting. You know, the running back, kind of like Sony and Michelle, Nick Chubb, you can be like, all right, man, well, you know, we each get our turn. You know, you can spell each other. Mm-hmm. We'll both be fresh for the league. Like, the running back argument is a great one. The D-line argument, like, but quarterback's different.
Quarterback's completely
different. And both those guys, every drill, every stretching, they're both going to be trying so hard to prove that they're the alpha, that they're the big dog. I find that very interesting. I would tell you that they clearly need defensive linemen.
They have one.
Yep. That's Hakeem Beamon. At 254, he'll end up moving inside to be a D tackle, I think. I think he's more in the Gibbons mold of a B-gap penetrating upfield D-tackle. I think that they need another D-tackle.
Wow.
And in particular, someone that can play relatively soon that maybe has some size. And they definitely need a D-end or two because they got a great crop right now, but those guys are all gone in a year or two.
Right.
So that stands out to me. I would also say offensive tackle. You know, I think Wormley's an inside guy. I think Wallace is probably an inside guy. Even the next guy they're supposed to get, Sky Moore maybe, he is still probably an inside guy. And that doesn't mean that it might not work where Wallace or Moore show that they're a tackle. But, you know, those 3 guys are all pretty similar. You know, I look at them as kind of road grader types, good, not incredibly fluid athletes that I would think they're not your prototypical Will Fries, Rashid Walker, offensive tackle body types. So I think that's probably why they want to try to get the Keegan kid out of Illinois so bad. I still don't understand why, and maybe they wouldn't have gotten him anyway, but I still don't understand why they didn't try to get the Pine Richland kid, Kristoffic, who's going to Notre Dame. And maybe they wouldn't have gotten him anyway, but he's like a prototypical offensive tackle to me in every way. That was kind of bizarre.
So you think they're a little short at just at the offensive tackle position, even with three linemen already in what's going to be a small class.
That's right. They do have Wigan, but Wigan is a short-term solution.
Okay.
As a junior college kid. He'll have, what, three to play two?
Three to play two, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a short-term solution. To me, Wigan comes in and probably competes with Rashid Walker to start if Ryan Bates leaves school, which is certainly possible.
That is.
You know, true. I think there's a bunch of guys for Penn State, Sharif Miller, Ryan Bates, Miles Sanders, Connor McGovern, that right now they're thinking, okay, what would I be coming back for? How much more can I improve my stock? I've played a lot of football here, especially the linemen.
Right.
I mean, Sharif's played a lot of ball.
Sharif's played a lot of football.
I don't know. Like, on the one hand, he could look at it and say, hey, with everybody giving the attention to Yetur Gross-Matos next year, I could have a big year. Or, gosh, every time I play next to that guy, it's just everybody, okay, that's what a first-round pick looks like, and I'm not that guy. I'm not as good as that guy. So I think all those guys are probably thinking real hard about it, and I don't blame them. I mean, once you start 3 years at that level, you start to think, okay, what do I get out of the fourth year
right. From
a business perspective?
Yeah, I'm not sure I see any of them coming back. Do you, Bob, of the five?
I know that Mel Kiper loves him. I wanted to get Ross's thoughts on Connor because I didn't realize that Mel thought that highly of Connor McGovern. Like, he's got him as like his first or second guard available.
You know, Dane Brugler
I was just curious about you, his development this year and what you saw from that.
He's a very good player. The versatility really helps. I talked to a scout, a couple of them, that said third round grade on him. Usually third round grade, you end up going like fourth.
Yeah.
But I think people will like him in the pre-draft process, the kind of kid he is.
Right.
You know, I see him listed at like 6'4", 310. He's a good 6'5".
Yeah.
He is a big kid. He's a good-looking kid. He's got big hands, pretty long arms.
Yeah.
I think he probably ends up going second, third, fourth round.
Yeah.
And I think if he has a great year for Penn State, does he go first? Probably not. Yeah. I don't think he's that talented. You know, that he'd be a first-round pick, Quentin Nelson type out
right there.
If there's a critique, I would say that he probably could be a little bit meaner, you know, more of a finisher. But I think if you're McGovern, second, third, fourth-round pick, that sounds pretty good for an interior offensive lineman. I mean, you can't get much better than being the number one O lineman. Who are the other four? Miles Sanders, Sharif Miller.
Well, the
Ryan
guy that
Bates.
You didn't mention that I think just might not have another year of college life in him is Kevin Givens. I don't know that the college life style really agrees with Kevin. I think he might be ready to get on with his life.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh, so who were you talking about? The five?
That's
Givens or Juwan Johnson?
I was thinking him or Juwan Johnson.
I don't see how Juwan Johnson comes out. That would be
right. That would
I
be.
I just don't understand why he would do that. I mean, he's not going to. I don't. How would he get drafted? What's he going to do? When they play the tape of Juwan Johnson's last year, like, what are you going to say?
You listen.
I'm just saying he can be so much better, but that was close to a flopperoo.
You're listening to Tucker State, brought to you by the best single game RV experience. Go PSURV.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
Do you want to hear the strength of Penn State's class?
I would love to hear this.
I was about to give you my strength, but I'll take yours first, sir.
No,
what
no,
I think
it's
is the
Shea's
thing. I think
go
it's
ahead.
The linebacker.
It's Shea's session.
I was going to say, ahead. I'm a big fan of the linebackers.
Do you have any numbers for us?
Do you think that is
a
strength?
So that's what I was just going to say.
I heard that.
That's what I was just going to say. So that makes what I'm going to say during Tucker's tape not as cool. I was just going to say linebacker, and you stole my own thunder in my own session.
Go ahead.
Let's call this Shea's session. Shea's stats and stupidity.
I like Shea's stats.
Quarter two every
the
week.
Other one maybe, but Shea's stats.
I love their linebackers. I mean Brandon Smith's unbelievable. He can play next year without question. He will compete with Jan Johnson for the middle linebacker spot, and I guess Brooks or whatever.
Jesse Luceda, I think is
Luceda. I mean, Brandon Smith's the real deal now. I mean, the real deal. And I even like Lance Dixon.
I do too.
And they get him out of Michigan.
I think he's a Cam Brown type linebacker, but has a better football Cumin.
By the way, I thought Cam Brown second half of the year was pretty good.
He was pretty good the second half of the year.
I thought the light bulb finally went off for Cam in a lot of ways. I'm sure he's got some other things to figure out. I thought he was much more active and much more I thought he did some good things for
He's a hitter, not a tackler as a linebacker. I don't think he's as good a tackler as he can be. I think he'll get better, but yes, I would
agree.
He looks
like a guy that Seattle would take in the 6th round, and after a year with Carroll, like in year 2, all of a sudden he turned into
I like that.
He turned into like a Bruce Irvin somehow. Like he's got the wingspan, he's got the athleticism. He looks to me like a late Seattle pick that flourishes.
I like that, Bob. I'm going to steal that and use that.
You can have it.
Wait a minute.
This is Ross Segment.
I wonder if he's thought about it at all.
I mean, to me, if he comes out, I think that he just wants, like much like other players, they just want to take their shot. I don't see how he would be a mid-round pick. Do you?
So he's a guy, unlike McGovern or Bates, he's a guy that could have a real big senior year and end up being a second, third
round. You know who
pick.
He could be if he ever got. Wait, he could be. Remember what Derek Wake did at Penn State? They played him at linebacker when he was really a defensive end. And then he went to Canada. He added 20 or 25 pounds. He was always a freak athlete. And he is still playing in the NFL. I mean, he is that kind of body type.
I would tell Cam Brown to come back and I would
go to
say,
Canada.
And not Canada. I would say come back and you could be. You could have a big time year and. You know, propel that to be a higher pick as he gets one more year of seeing things and all that stuff. I also think they obviously got a lot of DBs.
I think that's been Franklin's strength since he's been coach at Penn State. He's never had trouble recruiting defensive backs.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I wouldn't be surprised if Rudolph ends up at linebacker, outside linebacker. The way college football is now, he's 205 pounds. You know, outside linebackers, a lot of times these kids are 215, 220.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 205. Lance Dixon's 201.
Right.
6'2", 201.
Can we just call him 200? Why do we have to call him 201? Isn't that, like, is he really 201?
You think that's what he was the day they measured him. Right. I mean, that's what he was the day they weighed him, evidently. I like that. I like being accurate. You know, somebody got him at that at some point. So I would say DBs, just a lot of volume there. And now the other question, how about them getting two Lackawanna kids? Out of their 16 kids, two Lackawanna kids. Paterno, did Paterno ever take a junior college kid?
He took very, very few. I'm trying to remember some of their names, but almost none. I don't think any of them panned out.
I agree.
So, all right.
Nico Poti, I think, was one of them. Do you remember that name?
Yes.
No. Like a Jim California
Jim does. Jim does. All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. Coming up. Your questions, his answers, Ask Ross, brought to you by 409 Tailgate Club, is next.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.